The Puritans, they sailed the sea, for liberty they were bound. They landed later at Plymouth Rock, their freedom finally found. They banned all poetry, song, and dance to join in the heavenly choir. And those who seemed to embrace the fiend were hastily set on fire. And that's the way it used to be in the home of the brave and the land of the free. And soon they cleared the forest dark with hearty sweat and toil. They'd buy a mule or a negro slave to help them plow the soil. And almost everyone was free, although I've heard it said those negroes weren't exactly free at 80 bucks a head. And that's the way it used to be in the home of the brave and the land of the free. Soon workers' rights and civil rights were seen to be a crime. The Japanese, then pacifists and leftists, did some time. They sent out jolly greeting cards to send their kids to war, to kill or die or flee to the north as slaves once did before. And that's the way it used to be in the home of the brave and the land of the free. Now every telephone call is tapped and every email read, and many a prisoner waits for weeks with a black bag over his head. To keep the freedoms they hold dear, it's clear they take great pains, with the water board and the cattle prod and a suit of iron chains. And that's the way it seems to be in the home of the brave and land of the free. And now they tell us we pose risks of which we're unaware. Our borders are too lax and our trials are much too fair. Now we're told that we as well must follow along their way and keep our people on a leash to save the USA. And they say that's how we must be, like the home of the brave and the land of the free. What enemy will rise next year to make them quake and quail? And will they bolt the doors once more and build themselves a jail? And will they lock up those they think are really men from Mars and weave their flags from razor wire to save those stripes and stars? And who knows how it yet may be in the home of the brave and the land of the free.